From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues his series on Christ's own instructions to His disciples on prayer, as embodied in what we know as the Lord's Prayer. Dr. Cairns is now dealing with the second division of the petitions in the prayer, with specific emphasis upon the phrase, "And forgive us our debts." As Dr. Cairns has pointed out, the majority of the petitions for ourselves involve the matter of sin and its consequences in the lives of believers. Sin is a real problem, one which the Lord Jesus expects us to take seriously, for it constitutes the greatest hindrance to a Christian's prayer life. Sin is real, and it is universal, a force from which no child of God, however experienced, is immune. In describing the nature of sin, Dr. Cairns has explained the terms used in the Bible for sin. It is, in one case, a missing of the mark, the failure to measure up to God's standard. In another sense, sin is a dereliction of duty toward God. It is also a debt we have incurred toward God. Sin is an urgent problem that must be dealt with thoroughly and immediately if we would see our prayers answered and go on with God. Dr. Cairns will come to the message in a few minutes. First of all, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Today's devotional is entitled Godly Stability. The text is found in Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 20. And I will make thee unto this people a fenced brazen wall, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee to save thee and to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Stability in the fear and faith of God will make a man like a wall of brass, which no one can batter down or break. Only the Lord can make such, but we need such men in the church and in the world, but specially in the pulpit. Against uncompromising men of truth, this age of shams will fight tooth and nail. Nothing seems to offend Satan and his seed like decision. They attack holy firmness, even as the Assyrians besieged fenced cities. The joy is that they cannot prevail against those whom God has made strong in His strength. Carried about with every wind of doctrine, others only need to be blown upon, and away they go. But those who love the doctrines of grace, because they possess the grace of the doctrines, stand like rocks in the midst of raging seas. Whence this stability? I am with thee, saith the Lord. That is the true answer. Jehovah will save and deliver faithful souls from all the assaults of the adversary. Hosts are against us, but the Lord of hosts is with us. We dare not budge an inch, for the Lord Himself holds us in our place, and there we will abide forever. listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We appreciate the letters, emails, and phone calls we've received from so many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word, some speaking of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the Let the Bible Speak audio magazine. This is available in CD or cassette form and is similar in content to the Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of Let the Bible Speak audio magazine simply by writing to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. ltbs@freepres.org, or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you soon.
We ought to have a desire to bring others to Christ and bring them under His kingly rule. We ought to be willing to stand up against every foe. We ought to bring ourselves more and more under His complete lordship. And we ought to live in the light of the King's return. We ought to pray, Thy kingdom come. And of course, we ought to do His will. We ought, if you can cast your mind back to how I explained that part of the Lord's Prayer. We ought to be submitted to His purpose, and we ought to be obedient to His command. Now, those are the duties. Sin is a dereliction of any or all of those duties. And it's a debt. Sin places us in debt. Notice the word ought in the text that I quoted earlier. Every one of them has the idea of something we owe. We owe it to the Lord to live in holiness. We owe a debt to Him to live in obedient surrender. What doth the Lord thy God require of thee? Moses asked in Deuteronomy 10. What does He require of you? You owe it to God to fear the Lord, to walk in His ways, to love Him, to serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep His commandments. That's according to Moses. We owe that to God. Let me ask you this morning, have a look at your life. Not just your profession, but have a look at your life today. I owe it to God day by day to walk in His way, to walk in His fear, to love Him with all my heart, to obey His commandments. Am I discharging that duty and that debt? Take some specifics. We each owe God a truly godly worship. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The Church of Christ owes it to God to worship Him according as He has dictated. In 1 Corinthians 7, or 1 Corinthians 11, should I say, dealing with public worship. This is where Paul writes, a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he's the image of and glory of God. And verse 10, for this cause ought the woman to have power in her head because of the angels. They ought and they ought not. God is saying we owe Him a godly worship. We owe it to God to walk as Christ walked, according to 1 John 2 and verse 6. We owe it to God to grow up to maturity, according to Hebrews 5 and verse 12. The time is come that we ought to be teachers. We ought to be mature. Now listen, we owe this to the Lord. God saved you. You've been born again into His family. You're made a child of God. You've got the Holy Spirit dwelling within you. You've got the Bible in your own language. You've got freedom to read, to pray, to study, to learn, to practice what you believe, and to witness for Christ. You've all that opportunity. And there are Christians here today who in years, maybe 10 or 20 years old in the faith, but in maturity, they're still babes. Paul says, we owe it to God to grow up. We owe it to God to become mature Christians. We owe it to God to get strengthened in the truth and in the faith of the gospel. This is not something that simply drops out of heaven all neatly packaged like a Christmas box. This is something that comes through the daily fellowship of the gospel and the daily discipline of prayer and study and submission and obedience and service to God. We owe it to God to grow up. And all the more so because He has redeemed us with His blood. If you want to define sin clearly, go to the cross. When you see Christ crucified, then you'll see your duty and your debt and your sin. What did Paul say to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 6:19? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God? And you are not your own, for you're bought with a price. Therefore, notice the word, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We owe this to the Lord because He has redeemed us. We not only owe it to God, we owe it to other people to live the Christian life to its full. Every Christian owes it to sinners to give them the gospel. Romans 1:14 says in Paul's great confession, I am debtor. The same expression. I owe it. Now, I could understand that if Paul said, I owe it to God to preach the gospel, that would be true. But he says, I am debtor. To whom? To sinners. I'm debtor to the Greeks, to the barbarians, to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. Why did Paul go around the world preaching the gospel? Surely it was because he felt a duty to God. He felt a debt toward Christ. He felt a love to his Redeemer. All that is true. But there was something else. He felt he owed it to sinners. Put yourself in a similar situation. Just around the corner from you, there are people starving, and they're going to die with hunger. And you have a full and free supply of the food they need. Would you not feel some obligation to go and feed the hungry? I lift it up to a spiritual level. Paul looked at the world perishing and he said, I have the message the world needs. I have the gospel that sinners need. I can go to the brokenhearted and bind up those hearts with a message the like of which the world has never heard before. No other religion in the world is anything to compare with it. I have the message they need. I have the comfort they need. I have the help they need. I have the Savior they need. I owe it to the perishing to tell them of Christ. Oh, that we would begin to feel the debt we owe to sinners. Come into the home. Husbands owe it to their wives to love them as Christ loved His church. Now, I want you to understand that's not just to be a fuzzy feeling. That's something you owe to God and you owe to your spouse. You owe it. Ephesians 5:28 puts it strongly that so ought husbands to love their wives as their own bodies. Now notice, so ought, so husbands owe it to love their wives as their own bodies. Something they owe. Christians generally owe something to each other. Christians owe it to each other to support one another so that the strong will bear the infirmities of the weak and not please themselves. Now that's not just something that we do because we're nice people. It's something Paul says in Romans 15 verse 1, Christians ought to do. We owe it to God and to the body of Christ, that the strong would bear the weak, and we owe it to each other. Listen, it's paramount in importance when you come to the unity and the usefulness of the Church of Christ. We owe it to each other not to please ourselves. When you get into a group of people and everybody sets out to be self-pleasing, I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to have my way. I'm going to exert my authority or my opinion. When it's me and me and me and more me, you're going to have trouble and division and strife and sin, and you're going to find that self will obliterate the enjoyment of the Spirit. We owe it to each other to support one another in Christ and not to please ourselves. John goes even further and says we owe it to each other to love one another sacrificially. 1 John 3 verse 16 says, hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. My, how Christianity has changed in many, many instances. Well, what professes to be Christianity. John says, here you see the love of God. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Now, you can't get Christians to lay down an opinion for the brethren. You can't get them to lay down some foolish, wicked, worldly prejudice for the brethren. Oh no, my friend. This is a debt we owe to God, and it's a debt we owe to each other. And of course, it's a debt we each one owe to himself. What did Paul say in Romans 8 verse 12? Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. We owe something to God. We owe something to sinners. We owe something to the church, and we owe something to ourselves, and it's all wrapped up in living in the will of God. And anything else is sin. That's the definition of sin. Sin is a deviation from a divine standard. Sin is a dereliction from a divinely imposed duty. Sin is living in an undischarged debt. That's sin. The final thing I'll say this morning is this, that if it's not dealt with, sin will ruin our fellowship with the Father. It will hinder our prayers. And it will rob us of many of the blessings and gifts that the Lord gives to His children. Remember, this is part of the Lord's Prayer. We pray, Our Father. But if this sin is not dealt with, if the problem of sin is not brought under divine control, then we're going to lose out, even in this most fundamental part of the Christian life, which is being able to get through to God. What a loss and what a ruin that will be. That's why the Lord Jesus places such emphasis on this matter of sin. And it's why He taught us to pray, Father, forgive us.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepress.org. That's faithfpc@freepress.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepress.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.